the great things about librarian Nancy Pearl is her eclectic taste in books. Nancy loves a good novel, but she's also a fan of nonfiction, travelogues, biographies, you name it. And today she tells Marcy Simon about a book that has it all.
It's history, and it's a group biography of five Victorian couples. Phyllis Rose wrote Parallel Lives. The subtitle is Five Victorian Marriages. It was published in 1983 and has recently been, in the last couple of years, reissued by Vintage, the paperback arm of Knopf. And I was so happy to see it again. This is the book that I bought, indeed, in 1983 and has stayed on my shelves through many, many moves, I'm happy to say. This is a perfect book for people who love biography and who love reading, especially British history, and most specifically, the Victorian period.
So remind folks Queen Victoria, but what was the Victorian period?
So the Victorian period lasted about 60 years from Victoria died in 1901. And so the previous 60 years or so were known as the Victorian period. So it was a period when a lot went on below the surface. You know, we think about Victorians as being very prim and very decorous and very, they're not blowing up in public. But this is the period, for example, that Charles Dodgson wrote Alice in Wonderland. And there's a lot of interesting stuff about Alice in Wonderland and Charles Dodgson. So some of these people were many of the people we have come to know from that period are quite peculiar. And the five marriages that she has outlined and described in great detail for such a short book, such a short look at each of these five marriages, you learn an awful lot about these people. So here are the five people, the five couples: John Ruskin and Effie Gray, Charles Dickens and Catherine Hogarth. Now, I would say to all the Charles Dickens fans out there, you have to separate the man's works from the kind of person that he was. He was pretty awful to Catherine Hogarth. He didn't let her come to the marriage of their first daughter, their oldest daughter. John Stuart Mill and Harriet Taylor, George Eliot and George Henry Lewes, and finally Thomas and Jane Welsh Carlyle. You know, this is like a quick course in eminent Victorians, and it's the kind of book, I'm not going to go back to school and take a full course in Victorian literature or anything, but reading this book, I remember when I read this book, I felt I learned so much, and it was so interesting, such an interesting way to learn.
One thing I have to ask in hearing about these five couples, aside from inhabiting the same part of the world at roughly the same time, did they all know each other? Is this intertwined stories?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing is that these people, I don't think we're best friends forever, but their lives did intertwine. They were in London. They knew each other. They had salons. In many ways, especially with George Eliot and George Henry Lewes, the two Georges, although George Eliot, let's say, that was a pen name,
right,
for Mary Ann Lewis.
This is a woman. This is not a
right,
gay marriage.
Right. But they never married. They could never marry. And so some people shunned their salons, but other people, I mean, they lived as any married couple. It's just eye-opening. I loved this book.
Sometimes you read stories like these and you think, wow, those prim olden days were neither prim nor olden, and they were just as racy and bohemian as anything that's happening in 2015.
Absolutely. I mean, anything that you could think of doing was probably done by these Victorians.
The book is called Parallel Lives by Phyllis Rose and Five Victorian Marriages. Sounds great, Nancy Pearl. Thanks.
Thank you, Marcy.